Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's you, Jamie. Don't be alarmed, but I think there's a guy following you. Maybe we should get that guard dog we talked about? Nothing too scary. Maybe like a Bichon with an attitude? You know, Progressive's collision insurance covers injured dogs and cats at no extra cost, so... Wait, the guy stood up when I stood up. He's on the phone. He's looking right at me. Oh, wait, it's just my reflection. Don't tell anyone about this.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Pet coverage not available in New Hampshire and North Carolina.
Hello, hello, hello. I am Matt Williamson. This is the Locked On NFL Podcast. One of my favorite episodes of the year is we're going to do over-under for every team based on Vegas win total lines. I guess we'll just dig right into it. You know, I mean, I'm just going to go alphabetical order. I got a list here in front of me. I'm only going to probably give you a sentence of why I'm doing all these things. And if you've been listening, you probably know my opinions on these teams by now. We've been analyzing them to no end. I'm ready for the regular season to get here. I will get you a Chiefs-Patriots preview show at some point as well. And then Friday, we are going to pick games as usual. So let's get rolling. Arizona Cardinals, 8.5. I'm going under. And I've said this a lot. You know, it's funny that they're the first team because I think they're one of the most, they might be the most volatile team in the league. I mean, I could write a story where they win 5. I could write a story where they were in 11. They seem like there's a lot of room for error in either direction. But I think there's a better chance that they're a non-contender 7-win type of team than they are a 9-win type of team. You know, that... You know, the other thing I wanted to mention about these teams when we go through there is, you know, what do you think they'll do in the division? I mean, there's 16 games out there, and 6 of them are divisional. I got to think they're probably 3-3 in the division. You know, I like their chances against the Niners. I don't like their chances against Seattle. Maybe they split with the Rams. So, yeah, that gives you a feel for where I'm at on the Cardinals. Atlanta, this is a good line. Atlanta at 9.5. For my prediction show, you realize I did not pick them to go to the playoffs, but it was a tough decision. Is 10 wins out of the question? Absolutely not. I'll still go under. I just think there's a slightly better chance for 8 or 9 wins than there are 10 or 11. I think the offense comes not crashing back to earth, but I think it goes backwards. You know, and the defense goes forward, but that's not enough in a tough division. I mean, again, this is another team that's probably 3-3 in their division, which I think is the toughest division in the league. The Ravens, 8.5. This sounds high to me. I think they're a 6 or 7 win type of team. Again, they're probably 3-3 in their division, although the Browns could easily can hang with the Ravens. Cincy and the Ravens are about equal teams to me. Maybe they're 2-4 in the division. Just no offense. 8.5. I mean, I can't see the Ravens winning 9. And I have all respect in the world for that organization. Their defense is really good, but they would have to win 9 really close games. This is another line that's high to me, is the Bills at 6.5. Whew, they're a bad team right now, man. I mean, we think they could win 7? I mean, that's what you're telling me with this line, is there's a 50% chance they win 7 games? I mean, that's like their absolute ceiling to me. If everything went splendidly, I mean, they don't have any receivers that they win 7 games. No way. I think that's a 4 or 5 win team. The Panthers at 9. And the Bills, by the way, I mean, the Bills are probably, what, 1-5 in their division? I mean, maybe they're 2-4, beat the Jets twice. I mean, they're not going to beat the Pats. Panthers. You guys know I like the Panthers. And this is the first one that's not a half. They're at 9. So this one's, I think it's easier when they're like that, because is it easier to project them as an 8-win team or a 10-win team? Because I push if they hit 9, and I think they're a bit more closer to a 10-win team. Again, tough division, maybe 4-2 in their division, but I like this team a lot. I mean, I picked them to win the hardest division in the league, so I think they're going to get 10-plus wins. The Bears at 5.5. How do they do in their division? 1-5, probably. Beat the Lions once, something like that. Maybe 2-4 if they get a break. Defense is improved. Quarterback's going to be a liability, but hopefully it's not a disaster. I think I got to go under, especially just the status of their weapons right now. Kyle Long's fighting an injury. Much like the Ravens, the Bengals are also at 8.5, and much like the Ravens, I'll go under. I think they're a 7-win team, 8-win team, you know, 3-3 in the North, something along those lines. Massive question marks on the O-line. So, not super high on the Bengals this year at all.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Before you lies a beautiful meadow. In that meadow, Progressive Direct has placed its auto insurance rates alongside those of competitors. You select the lowest rate and feel a great sense of calm. A great sense of...
Compare Progressive Direct rates with competitors' rates so you can rest easy. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, we're back with the Brownies, my former employer. 4.5, which I think is the lowest line on here. Let me scan down real quick. No, it's not. You probably figured out who the lowest line is. But the Browns at 4.5. I'm taking the over all day long. I bet they win a game or two within the division. I just think it's an improved team. I think Kaiser has a decent year. I think they run the ball. I think the front seven's good. They were hard to play against, you know, reasonably, as 1-15 teams go last year. I think there's talent. I think this team's getting better. It wouldn't blow me away if Cleveland did not come in the cellar in the North. Dallas at 9, that's an easy one for me to go under. We just found out Elliott's going to play in week one and will be suspended the next 6 games. I mean, are they going to be 2-5 in those first 7? It's a tough schedule. It's a really tough schedule. I think they're probably 3-3 in the division. You know, tough division, tough schedule. Not much pass rush. Elliott's a big loss. I'm going under on Dallas all day long. Denver at 8. Sure, they could get the 9 wins. But really difficult schedule. Really difficult division. 2-4 in their division, maybe. Something along those lines. I'm going under on 8. I think there's a much better chance that this is a 7-win team than a 9-win team on the back of good defense and very questionable offense. The opposite is true for the Lions. They're at 7.5. I think their defense was atrocious last year. I mean, in the conversation for the worst in the league. And I don't see it being a whole heck of a lot better. I like the offense a lot, but is it equipped to win 42-40 every week? I don't think. I mean, I think the Lions pick in the top 12, you know, maybe lower. I think they win 6 or 7 games. This one's tough. The Packers at 10.5. And with the Lions, while we're on the topic, the Lions are what? 1-5 in the division, 2-4, beat the Bears twice, 3-3 on the best. Packers are what? 5-1 in the division, 4-2, maybe split with the Vikes. But I did pick them to win the division, which 10 wins could do it. But at 10.5, that's a really good line. I begrudgingly go over because I always side with Aaron Rodgers. Houston Texans at 8.5, which is basically what they do every year, right? And their defense might be the best in the league. I forecast it to be. Their offensive line's bad. I think the offense is going to be bad. The special teams have been awful. So I'm going under, but it wouldn't shock me if O'Brien got them to 9-7 in a wild card, or, you know, because it's kind of what they always do. Colts at 7.5. Wow. Put your money on the Colts on the under. I don't know how they get to 8 wins. I mean, I wonder if this line's changed with the Luck situation. I mean, without Luck, they might be the worst team in the league. I mean, they're in Jets territory. The defense is bad. If this is still on the board, you know, our buddies over at MyBookie, I mean, you might want to check that out. 7.5 on the Colts. That's not an 8-win team. Ooh, that gives me shivers. The Jags. Oh, and what's Houston going to do in their division? 4-2? Meh. What's the Colts going to do in their division? 2-4? 1-5? What are the Jags going to do in their division? 1-5? 2-4? Not a real tough division. Jags are at 6.5. I think that's a good line. But boy, they don't seem like a 7-win team. with their quarterback, their offensive line. Like the defense a lot. Should win a couple games in division. I think Fournette could pick them as offensive rookie of the year. Reluctantly. I kind of wanted to go to Dalvin Cook on that. I was torn. But I'll go the under on the Jags. I mean, let us show us a year where you're actually a strong team before I start putting you in the 7-win and up category. KC, they'll probably go 4-2 in their division, 3-3. Tough division. I'll probably say that about all the AFC West teams. KC at 9. I think there's a better chance they have a winning year than a 500 year. And if they are 9-7, you push. 10 might seem a little strong. Going to burst your bubble here and tell you tomorrow's show. I think they start out 0-1. Like I said, tough schedule. Real tough schedule. But I think they might get to 10. But I probably, if it was 9.5, I'd probably take the under. It's at 9, I'll probably take the over. I think this is probably a 9-7 team. This is one I feel really good about, and that's the Chargers at 7.5. Except for they're cursed. They're haunted. They're snake bit. Whatever. Somebody's going to get hurt of prominence, and then another one, and another one. But as it stands now, let's pretend we don't believe in those things. I picked the Chargers to win their division. I think they get the 9 or 10 wins. I think this is a good football team. I don't think this is a 7-win team. But, I mean, history hasn't been kind to that. Chargers in their division, I think they go 4-2. Rams in their division, I bet they go 3-3. They always play their division tough, although Fisher's not there anymore. But I would think you should beat the Niners twice and maybe Arizona once. 5.5 wins for the Rams. Definitely going over here. I mean, could they win 5? Absolutely. Absolutely. But I think Phillips' defense will be really good, or quite good. And he's going to add some spunk to it. And his defenses are always great in his first year with a new team. I think the offense is highly manageable, you know, competent. And not at all the case last year. So, yeah, I think the Rams get the 6 wins. Miami, who's is the team that I have constantly called utterly average. Average on offense, average on defense. And average isn't bad. Average is middle of the road. Has an average line of 7.5. I guess I go over because they're average. I think they'll be 8-8. In their division, they're probably 4-2. That's a good start. You know, I mean, maybe they knock off the Patriots in Miami. It's possible. 5-1 is probably their ceiling in their division. But I like their chances against the Jets and the Bills, that's for sure. I mean, if you could get 4 wins out of those 6, you only need to get 4 more to win this bet. Doesn't sound all that difficult. Yeah, I'll go over on Miami. I am also going over on Minnesota. You guys know I like them a lot. They're at 8.5. I think this is a double-digit win team. It would really shock me if they were 8-8, which is, you know, worst case scenario. That's how you lose this one. I think 9-7 is, you know, very, very reasonable and conservative. 10-11 wins are not out of the question. 4-2 in the division. You know, I think they handle the Lions and Bears of the world. Maybe 5-1. It wouldn't shock me if they split with the pack. And then you're almost there. Patriots are the highest ones on here. I think by a wide margin. They're at 12.5, and no one else is over 10.5. They're 2 games higher than everybody else on here. And I'm still taking the over. I mean, at worst, they're 5-1 in their division. Maybe they lose in Pittsburgh. I mean, could Kansas City beat them Thursday? Yeah, but they won't. Could they, the last game of the season, not mean anything, and they're sitting there at 11-4, and on week 17, they rest everybody and they end up 11-5, and you lose your bet, or 12 wins and you lose your bet. Yeah, you could, but you know, they might have the division locked up, they might have, you know, the home field locked up. I guess those things are your enemies if you're the Patriot over guy. But man, I think there's a better chance they're 15-1 than they're 10-6. So at 12.5, I think they get the 13 without much resistance, really.
Is that the new iPhone?
Yeah, got it on T-Mobile. Fastest iPhone deserves America's fastest LTE network. Introducing the amazing iPhone 8. It's the best iPhone yet, now on America's best unlimited network. For a limited time, save up to $300 on the amazing iPhone 8 after 24 monthly bill credits. And now join T-Mobile's iPhone upgrade program for free.
Eligible trade-in and finance agreement required. If you cancel service, you may lose promo credits. Contact us for details. Video at 480p. Small fraction of users over 50 gigs per month may have reduced speed. See store for details.
All right, we are coming down the home stretch on these. The Saints at 8. That's like perfect. But tough division. Maybe they're 1-5 in the division, 2-4, probably 3 wins at best. I think they're the worst team in the best division, but they're still a quality team. And if they were in the AFC, I'd probably pick them to go to the playoffs. But I'm going to say 7 wins are more likely than 9. Just 9's going to be tough. 9's going to be tough with that defense. So I'll go under, but it wouldn't shock me at all if you end up pushing that one at 8. The Giants are at 9. Tough division. They probably get 4 wins within the division. Unfortunately for them, they have to deal with Elliott on Sunday, to where they probably were crossing their fingers like, what's up with that, man? Dude got suspended, but he's complaining it's us. I don't have a lot of faith in Eli. Don't like their offensive line. Odell could miss time early. Love the D. Tough division. 3-3, 4 wins in division, something like that. They probably end up 9-7. I think this is a real good line. I guess I reluctantly take the over, because just thinking of the Giants as an 8-8 team seems really disappointing. But thinking of them as a 10-6 team seems really optimistic. So I'll go over, but All right, here's the lowest one on the board. The New York Jets, 3.5. I'm going under. I think they win 2 games. I mean, I don't think they get the 4. It's going to be the worst offense we've ever seen. Just traded Sheldon Richardson. I mean, defense doesn't have a lot of strengths outside the couple guys on the defensive line. That defense is going to be on the field a ton and wear down as the season went on. This is a bad, bad team. I don't think they win 4 games. I'll take the under. Raiders at 9.5. I was actually just on the radio in Oakland, San Fran, Bay Area, talking Raiders and Niners. A lot of concerns with their defense. You know, their back 7 is awful at linebacker, talented but young in the secondary. I think that secondary is probably a year away from being a strength of the team. Fewest sacks in the league last year, although they're better than that rushing the passer. Great offense. 9.5 is a good line. I'm going to go under. Probably wouldn't put any ducats on this one. I think they end up 9-7. Second place in that division, third place in that division, wild card, something like that. 3-3 within the division, maybe, something like that. That's the Jets, by the way, max of 1 win in their division. Philly at 8.5. If you listened to yesterday's show, I picked them to win their division, so I'm going to go over. I mean, I'm not going to pick a division winner to be 8-8 in a good division. But it's a tough division. There's no doubt about that. I mean, maybe they're 4-2 in their division. Maybe I'm too optimistic about the Eagles. I mean, I could see a scenario where they only win 7 games. But I think they're 9-10 win territory. Defense is really good. I think it's an underrated aspect of it. They're going to rush the passer really well this year. Steelers at 10.5. This seems low to me. I mean, I know I'm the ultimate homer. I get it. Yeah, yeah. But they might be 6-0 in the division. I mean, 5-1. I think they'll be 5-1 in the division. And you only have to get 6 more wins to win it, you know, in your 10 games. Not a real hard schedule. They go to Kansas City. They host the Pats. But most of their tough games are all at home. That's big. They're a much better home team than away. Teams like Green Bay, New England. I think the Steelers, I've been asked this 100 times, what's your Steeler record this year? And I always say 12-4. And so, therefore, that's greater than 10.5. Give me the over. Niners at 5. Cool. They get 1 win in the West, maybe? Maybe? I mean, this line should probably be 4.5 to me. I could see them being a 5-win team. I can't see them being a 6-win team. I know that's minuscule. Like, it's funny because, like, baseball, there's, what, 182 games, so one game doesn't matter anymore. And it's really the same. They only play 1 game. It's only 3 hours of our life. But what's the difference between a 5-win team and a 6-win team? You know, I mean, it's such a small sample size, but it's a different story for a different day. But can you guys even picture a scenario, though, where the Niners are 6-10 when the season ends? That would be a wildly successful year for them. I have to think it's 5 or below. Give me the under. This one I feel confident about, too. This is one of my absolute favorite teams, Seattle, 10.5. Much like I said with the Steelers, I put those two on their own tier as the A-minus group with the Pats as an A-plus. I go over here. I think they're 5-1 in the division. You know, maybe the Rams or the Cards knock them off. Really good team. I like that Richardson pick up a lot. I think that defense will be back to being lethal. Russell Wilson was my MVP candidate. I think they win 12, 13 games. I think Seattle's really, really good. Tampa at 8.5. Well, I picked them to go to the playoffs. They probably don't get in the playoffs at 8-8. But this is a good line. I mean, I could certainly see them as a 7 or 8 win team this year. I don't think that's far-fetched at all. But I'll take the over reluctantly. I mean, I don't know if they get to 10-6 or, you know, 11-5. But 9-10 wins, I guess, is more probable than 7 or 8. I don't know. I mean, that's a good line. 8.5 is a good line. I'll go over. Titans at 9. What are the Bucs doing in their division? 3-3. Tough division. 4-2. Something like that. The Titans were terrible in their division. But I think they're the best team in their division. Are they going to go 6-0 in the South? I highly doubt it. I mean, last year showed us that that was far-fetched. But I got to think they got to be 4-2. You know, I mean, maybe they lose 2 to Houston or Houston and Jacksonville. Indy's bad. I think Titans win their division, but do they get to 10 wins? I mean, the line's 9. It's got to be a 10-6 team to win. So it comes down to the same question of all these ones that are not halves. Is there a better chance they're 8-8, or is there a better chance they're 10-6? Whew. And I think that's 50-50. I mean, I think they're a 9-win team, you know, that a bounce here and there. So I'll go under. I mean, I think if you're in doubt, you should probably go under because what if Mariota gets hurt? You know, people get hurt and bad things happen between now and then. So I'll go under. Washington at 7.5 is another good line. 1-5 in the tough division, 2-4, maybe 3-3. I like them. I like some of the offensive changes they made. They have a good line. I think they'll run the ball pretty well. Defense is still a big question to me, and I'm not still a big believer in Kirk Cousins. I think they're a fourth-place team in a really good division, so therefore I can't project them to be 8-8. I think they probably win 7, which makes 7.5 the right line for Washington. So there I have it. If somebody wants to keep tallies on those, let me know how I'm doing. I think there's some of them, though, that I think you could go to my bookie and do well with, though. I feel strongly about a handful of them, and I'm sure you could tell by my inflection throughout the course of this podcast which ones those are. And that'll do it. Tomorrow or the next time, I might even do it tonight. I might try to sneak it in. Tomorrow's going to be crazy. I got 3 dentist appointments for me and my kids. I got that Steelers show. I got all kinds of other weird things going on tomorrow that's screwing up my schedule. But I do want to do a pod for sure before the Thursday nighter. Maybe I will do it tonight to give you guys a full 24 hours to listen to it before kickoff. I'm going to have to think about that game a little bit, though. I haven't really got myself in game plan mode. You know, what's Kansas City going to do to slow down Gronk? And I haven't started laying those things out in my noodle yet. But we'll have to do that ASAP. It's usually on Wednesday is when I transform from last week game to next week game. And, well, it's Wednesday right around noon. So, perfect time. All right, over and out. Spread the word about the Locked On Network. Check out all our sponsors. Drop me a line on Twitter, @WilliamsonNFL. Go leave a review at iTunes. See ya.